If it is Monday, it is time to talk about art. Annie Dugan on the line with us this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. We're feeling sort of the last gasps, I hope, of this cold weather. And we have a nice new dusting of snow to appreciate it. And that is why I want to talk about Brian Hansel. He is a photographer and an educator based in Grand Marais. He does amazing landscape photography as well as portrait photography, specifically people outside. And he received a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council to do a series sharing his tips and tricks and insights into photography. So he has a series. He just released a video called Winter Photography with Brian Hansel, and it's really wonderful when you can start to see how other photographers do it. Wherever you are in your career, we just got off a week-long virtual conference about farming, and even though my husband has been farming for quite some time, it's always really helpful to see how other people do it.
And you get so excited. You get ideas or a technique you're not familiar with, and you just can't wait to try it.
It's fun to share that energy and that love. And I think that, you know, sometimes it can be, especially this past year, artists certainly probably have felt at varying times discouraged. And so to see what other artists are doing and sort of share that energy, let someone else, you know, provide that energy, and then you can kind of get some from them. It is exciting. It's wonderful to sort of be like, oh, I think I'm going to maybe just do a different angle, or, you know, however it is.
I can't wait to try that thing.
Exactly.
You know, I'll get supper started in a few minutes. I'm going out in the backyard.
And try that thing. And it's a great, you know, it's a really good, I think, I really appreciate that Arrowhead Regional Arts Council is supporting this kind of sharing among artists, because, you know, we live in a capitalist society, and we sometimes feel like, oh, we've got to keep it all ourselves, and we've got to keep all these creative, but it's not. That's not the way arts works. It's like science, where you share what you know, and then you just have better and better and more wonderful art. So certainly check that out. The other thing I love is that the Grand Marais Arts Council Grand Marais Artist Colony is doing every Thursday and Friday their Instagram. They hand it over to an artist and have the artist take over and share their work. So we've talked before about making sure that your social media has a very healthy balance of art in it. And so that's another quick tip. Make sure you put Grand Marais Arts Colony in that. And then I wanted to recommend a movie that I think has really been interesting. There's been a lot of movies lately on forgeries and fakes. And the latest documentary called Made You Look, it's available on Netflix by Barry Average. And it looks at this really fascinating scandal in the 90s. In 1995, the Knoedler Gallery, which was at that time the longest operating gallery in New York City, had been around for 165 years. They started selling these amazing Rothkos and Pollocks and sort of all of the greats of, or all of the big names, I should say, of the modernist era for millions of dollars. The total amount of fakes that they ended up selling was $80 million. And at the center of it was the director of the Knoedler Gallery at the time. And she is part, some people say, well, you either were duped into this, and so you really didn't know what you're doing, or you were in on it. And she is at the center of the documentary, and she speaks as part of the documentary. And so it's really fascinating to get, you know, this perspective of someone who was at the center of it. And I think what's fascinating, you know, I don't know particularly why right now there's so many documentaries on fakes and forgeries, but I think part of it is that there's this, you know, there's a fantasy to it, right? There's what is art? You know, is it the image itself, or is it the biography that goes along with it? You know, what is in the object, and what is in the person who's making it, and how it sort of functions in our world? I think all of that swirls around and is fascinating to think about.
Isn't there a famous, wasn't this just in the news within the last month that a gallery, it was determined that a famous painting of theirs was indeed a forgery, and the detectives, or, you know, the art detectives, whoever they were, came and said, and here's the original. And they said, no, we like this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You hear that all the time.
And they said, no.
The Rothko that was at the center of this documentary, it's beautiful. It really is stunning. And you have authenticators saying, like, this is an amazing work. And so it is, you know, it is interesting that, you know, Rothko was experimenting with new ways of creating visual language. And so is it the new ways that he was creating, or is it the physical paint on the canvas itself? And certainly, you know, when you get into works of performance art or conceptual art, you know, it's further removed. The object, you know, the object isn't as important as the person thinking about it. And visual arts is an interesting art in that you can separate. Compared to music, you can't really separate the musician from the music. Certainly, you know, a composer, you can separate the music from the person composing it, but the person performing it, right, is the person performing it. Versus art, you create it and then you, visual arts, I should say, you create it and then you leave it out into the world.
It's a different life. The written word also, and then people read things into it, either a piece of artwork or a book or something, and I think the author was saying, and the author's scratching their head going, no, I never thought of that. But people then, you know, and so was the art just in the part that the painter intended, or is the art the part where it sparks something in the viewer and they take it and run with it?
Absolutely. So. The more we can think about art, you know, the more we're thinking about art, which is good in my mind.
Even if it makes your head hurt sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then a couple other things I just want to mention. Nick Nurburn has a new book out, a new photography book, all about the Lincoln Park neighborhood. It's called The Old West End. And he released it on social media. It's sold out, and he's doing another print run of it because it's so incredibly popular. It's called The Old West End. And he was a artist in residence at the Duluth Art Institute a while back and has been coming back since then to photograph artwork. So he was around, I believe, in 2016 and has been photographing that neighborhood ever since. And getting the thing I love about this particular book is he offers interviews of the folks that he photographs, and it's a really fabulous encapsulation of the vibrancy and the energy of that neighborhood and the people who are fueling that. And then as far as, you know, thinking about artists in the past year, the University of Wisconsin Superior's Crook Gallery has an exhibition that opens this week that is put on by the students. So the students, you know, these are art students whose world got a little bit shifted last March and have been figuring out how to learn and create over the last year. So they are showing off the works that they created alongside work from Hermantown High School, so the art students at Hermantown High School. And I think it's really fascinating to see what artists at this point in their career, in their lives, are thinking about, are turning their attention towards, how they're honing those skills. It's a good look into all of that. And they do have open hours with limited capacity walkthrough, so folks can come in and enjoy that this week. And that's our week in art, Lisa. It's a great one as always.
Fantastic. Annie, what a treat to talk with you. Thanks so much. And let's do it again next week, shall we?
It's the date.
All right. Sounds good. Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on Northland Morning.